Autolite.
And now, Autolite presents Edward G. Robinson in a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
It's funny how it happened. Take a good look at me. Am I the type you'd say could harm a fly? Ask around my neighborhood. Ask any of my old customers. Sam, they tell you...
Sam Brown? Why, he wouldn't say boo. Sam Brown a murderer? And besides, there must be some mistake somewhere. Sam's dead a whole year now.
So that's what I want to explain, how it all happened. It all began that Sunday morning at home with my wife, Katie. Poor Katie. An April fool.
Today is April fool, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, I guess it is, Katie. Why?
Why? Because we'll have to expect a lot of silly tricks today, that's why, from your so-called friend.
Yeah, that's right. I guess we'll have to be on our guard, huh?
You're talking.
Yeah.
After the way you fell for that April Fool's joke last year.
Yeah, some letdown, all right. When I learned it was all a practical joke and I hadn't won $50,000 in the Irish sweepstakes. Hey, you sure took it to heart, too.
Why not? Will I ever in my life even see money like that?
Oh, Katie, please.
Will you ever make it from your miserable milk route, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry I even mentioned it.
You were going to give me so much. You were going to get places. Throw $1 million at my feet. $1 million what, empty milk bottles?
Well, so I didn't get the breaks. Now, what do you want me to do, Katie? Rob a bank, murder someone? Please let me alone, will you? I want to hear.
Turn that off and listen to me. Murder somebody, he says. Being poor is murdering me. I'm fed up, I tell you. Look up to here.
Oh, Katie, please.
Don't Katie me. What's the matter? So early in the morning. Hello?
Mrs. Catherine Brown?
Yes.
You're the wife of Samuel E. Brown of 22 Maple Street?
Yes.
I'm sorry to have to inform you that your husband has been killed, Mrs. Brown.
What's that?
His body was found just a few hours ago in a ditch on the Clinton Turnpike. Killed by a hit-and-run driver, Mrs. Brown.
Ha, ha, ha. What is this? Somebody's idea of an April Fool gag? Now, cut it out.
Well, I'm really sorry, Mrs. Brown, but this is not an April Fool gag. I wish it was for your sake. Please call at the county morgue, will you?
What?
Well, you'll have to identify the remains. It's almost beyond recognition. But there's a wallet, Mrs. Brown.
Okay,
that's all we have to go on.
Listen, you. You think a joke like this is funny? You ought to have your head examined. Who is this?
Police Sergeant Ryan, ma'am. Third Precinct.
Go on, you crazy dope.
Mrs. Brown, please be at the morgue as soon as you can. That is, if you want to claim your husband's body.
Hey, what was it? Some gag?
Of course it was a gag. When you're right here, probably that Joe Brody again with his April Fool jokes. He'll get a piece of my mind, believe you me.
Four firemen, however.
Must you listen to that radio?
Oh, Katie, my one day off a week. Let me live, please.
The body of a man tentatively identified as Samuel E. Brown, a local milk driver employed by Dessel Dairy's company.
What? What did you say?
Shut up.
He's been the victim of a hit-and-run driver. The body was found in a ditch on the Clinton Turnpike, mutilated almost beyond recognition. A wallet is the sole clue as to his identity. And that winds up the 9:30 edition of the...
Well, what do you know about... Did you hear that, Katie?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that was me, wasn't it? Me they were talking about. That's a hot one, isn't it? Huh?
Sam, that phone call just now.
Yeah?
I thought it was an April Fool joke. Must have been the police. Wonder how in the world...
Huh? Now what?
Let me... Hello?
Katie, this is Harry, Katie. Gert and me, we just heard. We were listening to the radio when you... You all right, Katie? You know about it?
Sure I know about it, but...
Oh, we feel awful about it, Katie. And we're coming right over. We'll take care of everything.
Harry, listen. Yeah, it's all...
Gert will go downtown with you when you're ready. And while you're... That is while you're there. I'll take care of all the paperwork. Now, excuse me for mentioning it at a time like this.
I don't have to go any... What paperwork?
By the insurance policy I sold Sam, remember? Remember I told you both how someday it might be... Well, little did I dream. I'm so glad I talked you both into it. $10,000 with double indemnity for accidental death? That's $20,000, you know. A final thought for your welfare from Sam.
Harry, I can't...
I know you don't want to talk about it now. Listen, Katie, we'll be right over 10, 15 minutes.
Harry!
Hey,
What was that all about? What do you want? Katie, I'm talking to you.
Wait. Sam, I'm trying to think. Oh, it's impossible. You're right here. But Sam, what do they mean? Huh? They identified you by your wallet. You have it, don't you?
My wallet?
Your wallet!
Naturally, right here in my pocket where I always... What the devil? I'm wearing the same pants. Not here. Wait a minute. I remember something now. Well, that maybe clears up this whole mystery.
Yes, Sam?
Well, last night after the poker game, coming home on the bus, there was some character jostling against me. We almost had a fight on the bus. Sure, now I think of it, he must have picked my pocket. Why, Katie, it's him they must have found on the turnpike. Sure, say, let me at that phone, will you? I'll call the police and straighten out this...
No, wait. Wait, Sam.
What for?
Sam, maybe we ought to consider this thing a little.
Consider what?
Your $10,000 life insurance policy, Sam, with that double indemnity clause.
What are you talking about?
About our one big chance that we've been waiting for.
Say, well, what are you driving at?
Did anybody see you coming home last night?
No, I don't think so. Why?
Can't you understand? There's a body lying in the morgue. The only thing they got to go by was that wallet. Say you never came home last night, Sam, or ever again. Say I went right now and identified that wallet. The insurance company would pay me $20,000, wouldn't they?
Yes, I guess they would. Are you out of your mind?
You could disappear right now. Go to Chicago, say, without being seen. I could write you general delivery. After a while, after I collect, I could join you there.
Oh,
no one will be the wiser. We can begin life all over, rich. This could be it, Sam.
Oh, no. Money gotten this way would never do us any good, Katie.
For that amount of money, I'll take my chance, and so will you.
Katie.
You won't do it, Sam. Oh, yes, you will. Because if you let me down this time, it's the end.
Katie, I...
$20,000. $20,000!
For Suspense, Autolite is bringing you Edward G. Robinson in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Say, Hap, will you help me out here?
Why, sure.
All right. Pretend you're on a quiz program, and I asked you this question.
Uh-huh.
What is it that needs water only three times a year?
Well, let's see. Is it a kangaroo?
No, it's not a camel, nor a cactus.
Oh. Well, can you give me a hint?
All right. Goes on your car. The initials are ALSFB.
ALSFB? Oh, I've heard that somewhere before.
It's dandy. It's dynamic. It delivers power, pep, performance. It's an Autolite Stay Full battery that needs water only three times a year in normal car use.
Hey, don't tell me. Let me think. It's,
I can't give you any more hints, except to say it's an Autolite Stay Full battery with that extra liquid reserve.
That's it. It's an Autolite Stay Full battery.
Right, with Autolite. The gentleman wins a hand-embroidered Autolite Stay Full battery carrying case and the right to drive into the nearest Autolite service station and buy an Autolite Stay Full battery. Remember, be battery right. Switch to Autolite.
And now, Autolite brings back to a Hollywood soundstage Edward G. Robinson as Sam in You Can't Die Twice, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Katie always could make me jump through a hoop. Besides, I might as well admit it, I'm human. Show me the human can spit of that kind of money. Anyway, I snuck out of town that very day, got to Chicago, got me a crummy room under the name of Lionel Hendricks. Weeks went by and nothing happened. No news at all from Katie, and I got really frightened. Something gone wrong. I wrote her, got an answer, general delivery.
Hendricks, in answer to your inquiry, everything is proceeding smoothly. I'm advised that the delay on the transaction is because of its unusual nature. No more letters, please. Thank you for your interest sincerely.
More weeks passed. Another month, two, three, without a word from her. Have the police found out? Were they on my trail? And then I began to get suspicious of Katie. What was she up to? I had to phone her.
Hello?
This is me.
Are you out of
out of your mind? Oh, it's you, Clara.
Well, I had to talk to you. Why haven't you written? What are you up to? Haven't you got it yet?
Not yet.
Well, when?
In a little while, Clara. Just have a little more patience.
Oh, cut out that Clara stuff.
I'll be seeing you soon, dear.
But, Katie, it's awful lonesome for me. You love me, Katie?
Of course I do.
Well, I get to wondering. It's 6 months now. This is crazy. I'm a wreck. I'm scared. I can't stand this life. I've never been away from home. I'm a family man, Katie.
Katie, make it quick,
for Pete's sake. Who's that?
What?
That voice.
You're imagining.
I heard a man's voice. He's right there in the room with you. Now, don't deny it.
I'll explain everything when I see you, Clara.
I see. So you're two-timing me, huh? Well, that explains everything. I'll fix you. I'm coming home right now.
If you do, you'll go to jail for about 10 years. Think it over. Goodbye, Clara.
There you see. What could I do? Anyway, that's when I started the drink. What else was there? There I was, all mixed up and alone. I used to get good and drunk and wish someone would at least say...
Hello. I said hello. You all alone?
Hmm? What's that?
You really tied one on, haven't you? Stranger in town?
Oh, a stranger everywhere. How do you know?
You're lonely, huh? Oh. Well, don't cry about it.
No, I'm not crying.
You want company?
Sure.
You're kind of cute. Mm. Luther.
Yeah, Cleo.
Rye high on the gentleman here.
Coming up.
Your name is Cleo, hmm?
Yeah, I know. Oh. Cleo Carter. What's your name?
Sam.
Sam? Oh, Sam. Sam what?
Oh, I mean Lionel. My name is Lionel Hendricks. That's my name. Lionel Hendricks.
What happened to Sam?
Oh, he's dead.
Dead?
Yeah, dead. Poor lonesome ghost. Nobody cared.
Are you married? Where are you from, Lionel? You're not on the lam or something, are you? Cop shy?
No, nobody cared. Not even his widow. Sam's widow. Name is Katie. Catherine, you know. Mm. Katie don't even care. Two-timing him. Oh, well, never mind. Change the subject. What do you do, Cleo?
This and that. What do you do, Lionel?
Well, that and this. Where are you from, Cleo?
Here and there. And you?
Oh, there and here.
We make a great team, don't we,
yeah,
Sam?
Yeah, we sure do.
Here you are, Cleo. Why, hi.
Thanks, Luther.
How about a trip up the Nile, Cleo?
Character. Luther's a comic, Sam.
Yeah, now, my name isn't Sam. Lionel is my name. Lionel Hendricks.
Excuse me, Lionel Luther,
right.
Not Sam.
I remember.
Hiya, Cleo.
Hey, when did you get back? I got to pay a visit. No. Nice to meet you.
Oh, no. Where are you going?
No.
Don't leave me alone, will you?
You like my company?
Oh, very much. Well, very, very, very much.
Much as that.
Yeah, I certainly
do. Well, it's this way with me, Lionel. I'll be very frank. First of all, you're a married man.
No, not me. Now, Sam's married, not Lionel. That's Sam Brown. You're a good fella. All of a sudden, dead. Killed dead. You know, always left the room. A wallet. There's a few cents in it. Now he has $20,000. Success story.
$20,000?
Mm-hmm. He was worth more dead than alive.
Lionel, let go of my hand. Look, I'm going to see your friend over there.
Yeah, but why?
Percentage, Lionel. He always shows me a good time. Spends money like it was water. He's rich.
Oh, he's rich. Well, I'm richer. Now, don't leave me alone, Cleo. I got $20,000, I tell you.
Not you, Sam.
Well, what's his is mine. I can lay my hands on it any time I want.
You wouldn't kid me, would you?
I didn't say a word. Not a word. Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
Well, I think you better come rest at my apartment, Lionel. I really do. We can talk there. I like your talk. It jingles.
Huh? Where am I?
The little Cleo's, don't you remember? Just running the vacuum. All those butts you tumbled on the floor.
Cleo?
Cleo Carter. Took pity on you, let you sleep off a hangover on the couch here. Cleo. Are you forgotten?
I remember.
Guess what you need's a little drink, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's on. You know why I'm laughing? I'm surprised at myself.
Why?
Because I like you. I don't know when I ever felt this way before so fast.
Hmm?
You said you felt the same way about me. Do you mean it, or was it that bottle talking?
Yeah, I must have meant it, Cleo.
All right, then. How does it feel to be dead, Sam Brown?
What?
How do you suppose Katie's taking him?
No, I didn't tell you.
That's all right, it's all right. You told me everything, but it's safe with me. To me, Sam Brown is dead.
Oh. Could I please have that drink?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
The insurance money really comes to $20,000, doesn't it? Or were you exaggerating?
No, I mean, yes, it's $20,000.
Why are they taking so long to pay off?
Oh, I don't know.
10 months is a very long time. Maybe they've already paid and Katie's holding out on you.
No. Katie wouldn't do a thing like that.
Why not? Look what she's already done for the money.
Well, not Katie. She wouldn't.
She may have met another man she likes more than you.
Oh, now, stop it. Will you? Katie isn't like that.
Look, you. Did you mean what you told me about you and me, or didn't you? Will you repeat it sober? Right now?
What? Repeat what?
That you never felt about her in all your married life the way you feel about me. That you're going to leave her for me after you get the money. Say it again, Sam, or walk right out of my life.
Oh, Cleo.
I mean it.
Well, I can't say that about Katie. I just can't.
Get out.
That's the way you feel. I'll go.
Go ahead. When you leave, you might think about whether or not you can trust me now that I know all about it.
What?
I could call the police, you know.
Oh, Cleo. I never did know how to handle women. That was always my big trouble. Well, she could have called the cops, couldn't she? So I made up with her. Anyway, I had someone to talk to now. Maybe something would happen. It did. Oh, she was smart, that Cleo.
You know, Sam, it'll be good to have $10,000 all at once.
Yeah, sure will.
Know what would be twice as good? $20,000.
Wish for the moon, why don't you? My share's only 10.
Your share's as much as you can get. You can get it all.
Oh, no. Katie would never give it to me. Not all of it.
The way I figure it, Sam's this. She'll come here to Chicago when she finally collects. Well, she can't afford to have you suddenly turn up alive back there, so she'll come here. When she does, we'll take it all, you and me.
No. She'll never give me all of it. I know, Katie.
I said we'd take it. Use your head, Sammy. Use your head. There's ways.
Huh? Oh. Oh, no, Cleo, no.
Well, perhaps not. But get used to the idea just the same. Like breaking in a pair of shoes. Know what I mean?
That's the way she worked on me, over and over again. Then she began to get impatient until one day, a year less a day from the time I left home.
What is all of this? A practical joke? Tomorrow's April 1st. You waiting to tell me April Fool? I'm calling your bluff, Sam. Come on down to a phone booth right now and call that wife of yours. Let me hear with my own ears.
Say.
Answer her.
Hello, Mrs. Brown. This is me.
I've got it. I'm holding it in my hand now. I'm leaving for Chicago this afternoon. I'll be there at midnight. Get me a room at the Stevens.
You'll meet her at the station information booth.
Tell her. Huh?
I'll meet you at the station in information booth, Katie.
But why?
Why?
You're running a cabin out in the country. You're taking her on a second honeymoon.
Cleo.
Tell her.
Hello. Hello?
Katie, I'm renting a cabin out in the country for us. We're going on a second honeymoon.
Oh, Cleo, I can't go through with it. Please change your mind.
I'll give you just 15 minutes. I'll be hiding in the back of the car, and if you're not out there with her and the money in 15 minutes, I'll have every cop in Chicago looking for you. I mean it, Sam.
Lionel! Lionel! Darling!
Thank you, Mr. Gates.
Darling! Lionel. Oh, Sam. My darling, Sam. I'm so happy.
Hello, Katie. Don't cry.
You're crying, too.
Oh, oh, no.
Sam. We're together again.
Yeah.
And we're rich. We're rich.
Yeah.
Oh, aren't you excited? Wasn't it worth waiting for? And no one suspects. I can't believe it. We have money and we're together.
Yeah. Here, let me take your bag.
Yeah. It hasn't been out of my hand the whole trip. It's all in here, in $100 bills.
Well, no wonder it's so heavy. Come on, let's go quick.
We're really going on a second honeymoon. Oh, Sam, I could die for joy.
Well, it certainly is way out in the country, Sam. Say that for it. So quiet.
Yeah, I know.
You're acting funny, Sam. I couldn't help it that it took so long. He said they had to investigate and everything. It was no picnic, let me tell you.
Oh, the devil is that light. Oh.
What is... Is this the cabin you rented for our second honeymoon? This shack? Sam... What is this? You couldn't have brought me here for a honeymoon. Why did you bring me here? Answer me, Sam.
I'm leaving you, Katie.
What?
I'm leaving you. This is the end of our life together.
But why? Why?
Open the bag and get out the money. Yeah. Now, you take half and I take half and we each go our way. No, please, quick.
How can you do that?
Oh, I want my half now.
You mean you want it all, Sam?
Now, you said you'd let me handle it alone, Cleo. You promised not to interfere. You promised.
So that's it. Another woman.
Take the money out of the bag, Sam, and let's go.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, Katie.
How could you do this to me? I loved you, Sam. I loved you. I wanted only your good. Believe me.
Oh, Katie. Katie, don't cry. I can't stand seeing you cry. It hurts me.
Sam.
Katie.
Sam.
Huh?
Get the money, Sam, all of it.
Katie, I have to do this.
Not 1 cent.
Now, give it to me, Katie. Cleo, can't you keep half?
Half? I'm keeping it all. And you know what else I'll do? I'll send the police a letter.
Oh, no.
And tell them everything.
No, no, you wouldn't.
Wouldn't I? Oh, wouldn't
no.
I, though?
Kate, you don't mean that.
Just try me.
No,
go
please,
ahead.
Katie.
You might as well put down that wrench,
no,
because
Katie.
I'm not scared of you. Not that much.
Katie.
I'll send them a letter with a whole story and
no.
your description and hers and everything.
You won't. Because it's all your fault. All your fault.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald, and that's just about all the time that we have for Scald's Hall tonight. Coming up in a moment or so, we'll have Canada Post Rock with John. So from all of us here, please have a safe and happy weekend.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.